vision is. And that's what I want to talk to you today about the vision we have as a congregation, so that we are clear on what we are talking about in our Grow in Grace appeal. I like to talk about it in two different areas. First, needs, and then catching the vision. Needs. That's really simple. We have a lot of stuff around this church that is old and is wearing out, and we really can't wait to handle it and to deal with it later. It needs to be done. I came home 2 weeks ago from church on Sunday afternoon, and right after lunch, Karen said, "Boy, the floor feels really cold." So I went downstairs to discover that our furnace was not running. Now, when you call a furnace repairman, you always want to do it on Sunday afternoon, because that's when they're the cheapest, right? So he came over and he told us our furnace, which is 24 years old, is on its last leg. So guess what? The Bulgrins are getting a new furnace. Now, we did not budget for a new furnace. We have not saved for a new furnace, but we are not going to say, well, we really don't have the money now, so we'll wait a year, keep our fingers crossed, and hope we're okay. No, we're going to get a new furnace, and we will figure out how we're going to pay for it. Much of what we are talking about in our Grow in Grace appeal is very pragmatic, and it's really, I don't think, open to a whole lot of discussion. We have things that need to be taken care of in our building because they are just wearing out. And I know as we talk about this, we have members of the church who are in, hey, well, time out. Money's really tight here. Money's been tight. Our budget's been tight the last couple of years. And we did run a deficit last year of about $7,000, but you need to know why. We got all the money in we thought we would get from our offering, but we had about $7,000 in unexpected repairs to our furnace and air conditioning. These things continue to wear out, and we as a congregation, we need to deal with them. Our church home needs some repairs, and we need to do them, period. Broken stuff needs to get fixed. Outdated stuff needs to be updated and replaced. Because the options are, as you saw in the video, are having just 2 weeks ago, everything in the choir area covered up with plastic because of the leak and buckets all over the church and wearing our jackets in worship, okay? We don't really want to do that. That one, I think, we can all get a hand on. But this vision thing, that is something different. Because vision is something that needs to be caught. Vision so often comes from outside of us and grabs us and inspires us. That's what happened in that story from the Old Testament of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah was an ordinary guy. He was a priest working in the temple in Jerusalem when he had that vision. When God caught him up into the heavenly throne room, and there Isaiah saw the glory of God, and he heard God ask, "Who will I send to my people to proclaim my word?" And Isaiah raised his hand and said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." He caught the vision. Isaiah realized he needed to live for something bigger than himself. He realized that he was part of something that was bigger than just himself. He probably, on that day when he had that vision, did not know what he was going to get himself into. He did not know that this would take the rest of his life, but he did it. When you have a vision, when you catch a vision, it is a very exciting thing. And we have a vision, which I believe, and many in this church believe, is very exciting. It's going to take a lot of money, and the money's going to come from us, which sometimes can make the vision a little less exciting, but it is an exciting vision. And let's be honest, not everyone at Grace has caught the vision yet. We understand that. That's no surprise. If everyone had the vision already, we wouldn't need to have a capital fund appeal, would we? Because we already have the money. People would be volunteering to give it. We understand that. Some of us in our congregation, we have caught this vision. Others, they understand part of it, but they're not quite there. There are some who are going, "What vision? What capital fund appeal? I haven't heard about that." And there are some people who don't think it's a good idea. That's the reality from which we are working. But this vision is our vision for the future. And it's an effort right here and now to build for our future as a congregation. As you saw in the video, we are a church that has lots and lots of kids. And we have lots and lots of families with lots and lots of kids. And as the video said, that is a good problem to have. There are many churches that don't worry about having to build more Sunday school rooms. Because you know what? They don't have the kids. There are many churches where worship services, you never hear the noise from kids. Because you know why? There aren't any kids in worship. I would much rather have the noisy worship services and the crowded building. Because that means we have this great foundation for the future. And a big part of our vision as a congregation is to expand our building so that we can do a better job of training and equipping our children and our youth, as well as all of us, to be servants of Jesus Christ. Our vision is also for us to be a welcoming place. And that's why one of the things that really excites me about our proposed program is to expand our gathering area, which is really tiny. When you go to many churches, their narthex, their gathering area, is much bigger than ours. I love the preliminary drawings of expanding our gathering area into the library, raising the ceiling to make it a much more welcoming and inviting place for us, but also for those who visit us. That is an important thing. Part of our vision is that we as a congregation, we will be a place that does a better job of using our facilities, our building, to serve our community. Now, many people who've been at Grace for many years don't know that the Adult Literacy Center, which occupies two rooms in our Luther room, is a ministry of our church. It was begun here decades ago by members. We want to expand this wonderful ministry to our community that teaches English as a second language to adults. We also want to be part of this new program called Family Promise, which will help the homeless in our county. We want to have the space where we can be part of that as well. We want to say, how can Grace Lutheran Church be a congregation that is known in the community for helping the community? That's at the heart of our vision as well. So that's our vision. How do we catch it? Well, today you heard two one-sentence parables from Jesus about a man who finds a treasure in a field, he buries it, and he buys the field, sells everything he has to buy the field. Or a man who sees a pearl that is so valuable, he sells everything he has so he can buy that pearl. When you see something great and amazing, it can change your vision. A lot of you probably saw the news story this week about the couple in California walking their dog on their property when they found these 8 old cans buried in their property that contained over, as a coin collector I shudder to say it, over 1,400 gold coins from the 19th century worth over $10 million. You think they caught a vision after that when they found that treasure? That's what Jesus is talking about. Finding a treasure that gets us excited. Well, our treasure is the privilege of being servants of Jesus Christ. And the reason we're going through this process of our Grow in Grace campaign is to help all of us invest ourselves in this treasure and to catch this vision, which we feel is so important. And so as Ed said in his announcement, what we are asking of you and praying for you is this, that during these weeks when we talk about Grow in Grace, you will be here. You will be here to hear what we are talking about, that you will be here to catch the vision. We ask also that you ask your questions. There are lots of questions people have. In fact, right after this service today, you are welcome to go into the library before the adult forum starts. And if you have any questions about our appeal, what we're doing, please ask them. I've been out along with some other volunteers making visits on some of our members about this, and it's amazing all the misinformation that's out there. I've heard someone is out saying that if you have a capital fund appeal, you have to give 10% of the money you raise to the synod. Don't know where that one came from, but that's out there. Other people think that this first phase of our campaign is to build a new worship center. No, that's not part of it at all. We want everyone to have the right information so that we know what the vision truly is. So if you have questions, come and ask them. You have an opportunity right after the service. And I encourage you to read the material, to read this wonderful material, this 20-day devotional. Many of us involved in the campaign, we have already read it. We had an older version that's not nearly as pretty as yours. But this booklet is great. It takes you for 20 days, asks you to read a short little devotional that has some biblical references. It gives you a prayer, and then it gives you an action item, something to think about in preparation for making your appeal. And on the very first page of your devotional, day one, you can read this one today, folks, it asks you to pray this prayer that we want everyone to pray every day for 20 days. What would you do through me, Lord, to make your will happen in this church? What would you do through me, Lord, to make your will happen in this church? Join us in the journey of capturing this vision. And then, as you journey, dare to dream about what sacrificial giving is really all about. Because for this to be successful, we all need to think about sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving takes work. It takes creativity. It takes sacrifice. And sacrifice, many people today, it's a negative word. It is not. In the Bible, a sacrifice is something you want to do, something you want to give. So please, I pray all of us, we will go through this journey as a community of believers to see how God can and will work with us and through us and in us so that we can make this successful. As you go through, know this as well. We know that not everyone in this church can give contributions that are huge in terms of dollars. But that's not what is important. One of the things we love about the company with which we are working, RSI, is that they stress this. Not all gifts that can be given are equal in terms of dollars, but all gifts that are given can be equal in terms of personal sacrifice. That's an important thing to think about. We're in this together. This is our church. And really, this is not a time for members of this church to sit on the sideline and say, I'm not going to be part of this, and let everyone else do the work. This is for us as a congregation to take this joyful challenge in front of us and to do something great and amazing. Let's think positively. Let's think how the Lord will lead us, even though that $1.75 to $2 million is staring us in the face, and that's a big sticker shock, isn't it, folks? But we can do this. This is God's work. It's a good thing. It is a godly thing. So, as we prepare now to travel through these weeks of growing grace, think of a couple of things. Be thankful for all the blessings God has given you. Be thankful and think about all the blessings God has given the community and the world and the members of grace through this community of believers. And think about how you can truly be sacrificial in your giving to make the lives of others better in Christ's name. Let's work hard so that next year we have a wonderful 50th anniversary as a congregation. And let's work hard to grow in grace so that this community will be a community of believers that will be a blessing for years to come. So thank you for your participation in this congregation. Thank you for your participation in Growing Grace. May this truly be a celebration for us as God's people at Grace Lutheran Church.